Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the chapter summaries, Madhya 10, Lord Chaitanya's return to Jagannath Puri. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India, Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya had many talks with King Prataparudra. When Maharaj Prataparudra requested the Bhatta Acharya to arrange an interview with Lord Chaitanya, Sarvabhauma assured the king that he would try to do so as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from South India. When Lord Chaitanya returned to Jagannath Puri from his South Indian tour, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived at the home of Kashi Mishra, and Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya introduced many Vaishnavas to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after the return of Ramananda Roy, his father Bhavananda Roy offered Lord Chaitanya another one of his sons named Vaninath Patanayaka. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed his associates about the pollution of Krishnadas brought about by his association with the Bhattataris, and thus Lord Chaitanya proposed to give Krishnadas leave. Nityananda Prabhu sent Krishnadas to Bengal to inform the Navadvip devotees about Lord Chaitanya's return to Jagannath Puri. Then all the devotees of Navadvip began arranging to come to Jagannath Puri. At this time, Paramananda Puri was at Navadvip, and immediately upon hearing news of Lord Chaitanya's return, Paramananda Puri started for Jagannath Puri, accompanied by a Brahmana named Kamalakanta. Purushottama Bhatta Acharya, a resident of Navadvip, was educated at Varanasi. Purushottama accepted the renounced order from Chaitanya Ananda, but the Bhatta Acharya took the name Swarup. Thus, Swarup Damodar Goswami arrived at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After the demise of Sri Ishwarapuri, his disciple Govinda, following Ishwarapuri's instructions, went to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Due to his relationship with Keshava Bharati, Brahmananda Bharati was also respectfully received by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when Brahmananda arrived at Jagannath Puri, he was advised to give up the deerskin clothing he was wearing. When Brahmananda understood Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu correctly, Brahmananda Bharati accepted Lord Chaitanya as Krishna himself. However, when Sarvabhauma addressed Lord Chaitanya as Krishna, Mahaprabhu immediately protested. And in the meantime, Kashishwar Goswami also came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so in this chapter, devotees from many different areas come to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they are exactly like many rivers which come from many places to finally flow into the sea. Tang bande gora jaladang svasya yo darshanamritai vichcheda vagraha mlana bhakta shashyani ajivayat. I offer respectful obeisances unto Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is compared to a cloud that pours water on fields of grain, which are like devotees suffering due to a shortage of rain. Separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like a drought. But when Lord Chaitanya returns, Mahaprabhu's presence is like a nectarian rain which falls on all the grains and saves them from perishing. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Chandra, and all glories to all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Recorded October 23, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Aum Tat Sat. Namo Deva Damodar Ananta Vishno. Prasida Prabhoduka Jalabdi Magnam. Kripa Drishti Vrishyati Dinam Batanu. Grihanesha Mamagyam Ejyak Chidrishyaha. Namo Deva Damodar Ananta Vishno. Prasida Prabho Duka Jalabdi Magnam. Kripa Drishti Vrishyati Dinam Batanu. Grihanesha Mamagyam Ejyakshi Drishyaha. Namo Deva Damodar Ananta Vishno. Prasida Prabhoduka Jalabdi Magnam. Kripa Drishti Vrishyati Dinam Batanu. Grihanesha Mamagyam Ejyakshi Drishyaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha, Damodara Radha, Damodar Radhe. Jaya Radha, Damodara Radha, Damodara Radhe. Be pleased, Deva, O Divine Lord. Be pleased, Damodara, you whose belly is tied with a rope. Be pleased, Ananta, O limitless Lord. Be pleased, Vishnu, O all-pervading Lord. Be pleased, Prabhu, my Master. I bow down to you. But alas, I am immersed in a network of miseries while living in this material ocean of repeated birth and death. So please accept me and rain down your merciful glance upon this very fallen and ignorant fool. O supremely independent Lord, please become perceptible to my eyes.